With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It may be shaky, but the Iran ceasefire is holding. One sticking point, Israel's ongoing attacks on Hezbollah in Lebanon. Vice President Vance says that should not be an issue at all.
If Iran wants to let this negotiation fall apart in a conflict where they were getting hammered over Lebanon, which has nothing to do with them and which the United States never once said was part of the ceasefire, that's ultimately their choice. We think that would be dumb, but that's their choice.
The Israeli attacks on Hezbollah in Lebanon have prompted Iran to close the Strait of Hormuz again. President Trump is warning Iran the U.S. military and all of its firepower remains nearby, and Mr. Trump is suggesting he will use it if he has to. Following the president's White House meeting with NATO's Secretary General, the future of the U.S. relationship with the alliance remains up in the air.
Since the start of the Iran war, President Trump has been angered by NATO allies for ignoring his call to help reopen the Strait of Hormuz, repeatedly saying,
"You know, I wonder whether or not NATO would ever be there for us. So this was a great test."
In questioning whether the U.S. should leave the alliance.
"It's certainly something that we should think about."
He met privately with Ruta at the White House, who was expected to try to smooth things over. But afterward, Trump posted an all-caps social media post, again saying, quote, "NATO wasn't there when we needed them." Ben Thomas, Washington.
Oil prices on the rise again, and Asian stocks have been trading mostly lower on skepticism over the fragile U.S.-Iran ceasefire. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures pointing to a lower open later on. Dow futures down 175 points, and NASDAQ futures off 67. This is SRN News. Some Christians struggle with doubt.
According to the latest poll from Lifeway Research, 25% of Protestant churchgoers in this country say that when difficult circumstances come into their lives, they find themselves sometimes questioning whether God loves them and will provide for them. 24% also say that when unexplained things happen, they typically, quote, doubt that God is involved. And about 1 in 4 also question whether God can change the lives of their non-Christian friends. Michael Harrington reporting.
Biblical stories such as Jonah and the whale would be required reading for Texas public school students under proposals being considered this month. Religious leaders, teachers, parents, and students spent hours Tuesday before the state education board arguing about the reading list for the state's 5.4 million kindergartners through high school seniors. The board's also considering social studies standards that have been criticized as too state-centric. This is SRN News. Google is now allowing users to change their Gmail addresses.
The company says the feature, which began in India, is now available here in the United States. Google has highlighted the update as a way for users to move on from outdated or embarrassing email handles. Changing your address is simple. Go to your Google account page, head to Personal Info, and select Email. You can then enter a new address. Your old address will remain as an alternate, and emails sent to either address will appear in your inbox. Jason Walker reporting.
At their March policy meeting, more Federal Reserve policymakers indicated a willingness to consider an interest rate hike this year, higher gas prices threatening to stoke inflation. That's insight from the newly released minutes of the Fed's meeting last month. More details, SRNNews.com.